finni mam telechem lechem en ashamayim. Veloktu dva yoyim beyoyim. Says the Marinai. Hine ha-toyra hi nitzchis. The Torah is nitzchis. Ki ha-raisa nukut shabrichu chad. V'tzrich aliyah is... Yeah, Torah is nitzchis. And that has to be a bechin of mon today as well. V'tzrich aliyah is ein soif v'hoya v'hoive v'yiyah. V'eich shayich ze b'chol adam v'chol zman. How is it shayich v'chin as mon b'chol adam v'chol zman? Says Morinaim, what in you? Ki biyois Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'kur ha-barzel. When Klal Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'kur, it's called the kur ha-barzel, the furnace, because that's where they were nizdachich, they were purified. Nizdachichu kol kach ad shebenun yoim. In 50 days, yachlu lekabel ha-toyra machmas nizdachichus gufum. So Klal Yisrael b'mitzrayim were so nizdachich, were so purified, ad sheben nun yoim, 50 days yuchu lekabel ha-toyra, machmas nizdachich us gufu. Now, machmas zeh, hutzrich lekroy alem yamsof, sheyelchu b'soich hayom. The yam, as is yidua, the yam was like a mikveh. The yamsof was like a mikveh. The yam was mezachich, and was metayer klal Yisrael. Ki oye hechrich li yasasei dekach. It was behechruch that the Seder had to be in this way b'chdei sheyizdachichu yoseh v'yoseh in order that they should become more and more mezuchuch. Ad she'achakach b'batn Torah amru chazal she'poskezu amasa. In other words, as you do, the Sfasena says that there were two chalokim of Yitziyah from Shibbet. There's one chalok that was called Yitziyah Mitzrayim, that was the Yitziyah from the Shibbet Aguf. And then there was another Yitziyah, which was the Yitziyah from the Shibbet HaNefesh, Machshava. Even Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the whole Machshava was in Mitzrayim. So it used to being in Mitzrayim. Sometimes when a person goes out of Golos, so his life is so full of Golos, that says the Mashiach comes, he's to take the Eden out of Golos and the Golos out of the Eden. So in other words, the person's machshava, the whole mindset was a mitzristic mindset. So therefore it says, the Sfasema says that the Yamsuf was to be matar the machshavas of Klal Yisrael. The Gufim came out of Mitzrayim, Yitzis Mitzrayim was when they came out of Mitzrayim. However, the Yamsuf, when they crossed the Yamsuf, is then the Machshavas left Mitzrayim as well. In other words, the Yamsuf, the Kriyas Yamsuf, was a more of a Zachach, it was a more refined Yitziah. It was a Yitziah that took the Machshava out of it. And he's going to explain in the Hemshech, in the Stam, it's very important to know about the Sod of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Mittler Rebbe, the Balatan Yassan, has a Maimah, I think it's 100 pages, on the end of Kriyas Yamsuf. And the bottom line over there is that it says in Svaram that the Yam is Alma Diskasya and Yabosha is Alma Disgalya. In other words, everything which is in the Yabosha is Nisgalya. The Yam is always cold, everything's covered over, right? That's why fish, there's no Ein Hor on fish. Because the Brach is always Shori on a Dover which is some in an Ein. So the sea is Alma Diskasya. Which means that all the soidas are all hidden. And what you see is always only a levush. Right? When you look at the Bria, you don't see a lekus because it's a levush. But what happens when Alma Disgassia splits? So what do you see? The Alma Disgassia becomes the Alma Disgalia. Then you see everything without levush. So made it, that was the Bechin of Kriyas Yamsuf. In Mitzrayim, they saw everything with a clipper. The Mitzrayim had everything that we saw last week, the Koyachas of Kishuv. Even their lekus, they took the tumah. So therefore, this dachachus that was required for Klal Yisrael was as Azaz dachachus to break the kluba to see the Einan Milvadai. Kriyas Yamsuf was the gilui of Einan Milvadai. Rasa shivcha layom, ma'ashle ro yichetle yichetle. It was even clearer until he said, Zekei libam veyu. That was this dachachus to take them out of Mitzrayim. Ad Sha'acha Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's how soon he's going to explain the mon. That's the Sada Shabbat between Kriyas Yamsuf and the mon, and that's why the mon came after Kriyas Yamsuf. We're doing the Ramasal Hin and Imam Talachem. It's on page Kof Samaches. Because he's talking about this dachachas of Kriyas Yamsuf. Ad sha'achu Kriyas Yamsuf, until after Kriyas Yamsuf is dachachu kol kach, ad sheyuchlu lekabel chiyus ha'elyan beloi belishum levush. That was the vat of Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf enabled them to get chiyus ha'elyan without levushim. Machmas is dachachas choymer ma'magashim. So that was the vote of purifying the Bechinov, that what Kriyas Yamsuf did to them. They walked through the Yam as they were there. That was Nizdach, a clean them out, a clean them out, like Svasemah says, a clean them out, until all they saw was direct Elikus. They didn't see any Levush around it. So he's going to explain, we'll explain it outside first, then we'll see it inside. He explained that was the Zach of the Mon. The Mon was the Chiyas HaLaki that lies in all the food. The Pasuk says in Vizchanan that Lo'el Alechem Levada Yechi Ha'adam Kiyim Al Kol Moitza Pi Hashem Yechi Ha'adam. The person doesn't get filled up from eating food. Ah, you do. The food isn't filling you up. Horaya, they were full when they ate the Mon. So what fills the person up? The Chiyas HaLaki. It's a Pasuk. Lo'el Alechem Levada Yechi Kiyim Al Kol Moitza Pi Hashem Yechi Ha'adam. There's a Chiyas HaLaki in the food, and that's what's Mechayim. So why does one person eat one piece of bread and he's full? Another person has to eat 10 slices of bread and he's full. Because the Teretz is, it depends how long it takes for you to get to the Chiyas HaLaki. People who are very Magushim, so they have to eat 10 slices of bread until they chap onto the Chiyas HaLaki. The Kohenim and the Bais HaMikdash used to eat a crumb and they were already full. Because they ate straight the Chiyas HaLaki without the Levush. But it's only the Chiyas HaLaki that gives the person the nutrition, the sustenance that he needs. But it says, I once heard from Rabbi Yonis and David, Rabbi Tzachut and son-in-law, he said a very, very nice word. In Brochus it says, the Gemara has to steer it. And one person says that what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lo yisaponim. There's no favoritism. And then the other person says, Yisa Hashem ponav elecha. So there is this yisaponim. So it's a steer. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when are you mechayiv to bench min haTorah only v'chalta v'savato v'irachta? Only when you eat kedei asher kedei sviya, only when you're satisfied. And Yidden already bench when they eat a kazayis and a kabetza. So how can I not favor them? How can I not be nice upon him to them? How can I not turn kaviyach Hashem says? How can I not turn my face to them if they bench when they eat a kazayis and a kabetza, even though they're only mechuyev to bench when they eat a kedei sviya? Ma keshos? What's this midah keneged midah, the schar, that we bench on a small amount? And Midarabanan, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu turns his face to us. So Rabbi David says, very nice. Rabbi David says, what's the pshat? The Chazal said that you bench when you have a kazayis or kabetza. Because if you're on the madrega, you don't need more than a kazayis or kabetza. That's when you get to your sphere. A person's on the madrega, will eat a kazayis. And he's really satisfied, which means that he turns straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His face is focused straight to the Chiyas HaLaki. So if a person is facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midah keneged midah, Yisa Hashem pana b'elecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu faces him. Finding the Chiyas HaLaki in the lecha means that your face is directed onto the Chiyas HaLaki. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachal, turns pana straight to the person, said it should be a bechinas panim upon him. That's the same nakuda over here. Whenever one doesn't see the lekuz straight away, that's because there's a levush around it. But after Kriyas Yamsuf, there's no more levushim anymore. Kriyas Yamsuf rid of all levushim. Now you say zek eating, okay? You can point to a finger and you can see it without the levushim. Ki ha-shefa nishba melemala, the shefa is nishba melemala, kifi oive ha-mekablei v'dakusa. The shefa is nishba melemala, kifi the oive ha-mekablei v'dakusa. Kifi the thickness of the keli, of the person who the one who's mekablet, or v'dakusa, the opposite. If it's a thin keli, so then the shefa, you can get closer to the shefa that's coming through him. Achias abo melamala nimshach al yedei dibur shenikba bepeh ha'adam kenoidem. Achias that comes nimshach through the dibur of the person. So you bring him a call from the sefer yitzirim, Now we know that the whole Bris Oilam was through the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the continuous Chiyas that comes into the Bria comes from the Dibur of the person. The person talks Dibur Torah, the person talks Dibur Tefillah, Chinas Aleph Beis, and that brings the whole Chiyas Eleki down. That's why it says in Brachas that why was Bezalel chosen to build a Mishkan? Because Yudeah had Bezalel Oisiyas Shneivur B'Mishmayim Ba'aretz. Bezalel knew how to be Mitzaref Oisiyas Shneivur B'Mishmayim Ba'aretz. Based on me, the Mishkan was the Shefa for the whole Bria came through the Mishkan. Person knows how to be Mesader Diburim, how to make Tzirufim Diburim, B'Dibrei Torah, B'Dibrei Tefillah. So that brings the Hamshach, that brings the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. Boruch is the Hamshach. Oh, so lechain therefore, take off acha, this is the main point. Lechain, take off acha Kriyas Yamsu, straight after Kriyas Yamsu, Nehem Alehem, it was said to them, Parashas Haman. V'yotza om elotut v'ayem v'yemoy. The man, as we said, was lechem without a levush of lechem. Chiyas Eleki without a levush. Eating straight the Chiyas Eleki, going straight to the bechina of the Chiyas Eleki, and therefore that's why they were satisfied, even though it wasn't as quantitatively wise, it wasn't a substantial amount. But nevertheless, they were satisfied because it was the pure, undiluted Chiyas Eleki. And what does the Pasuk say? Yatsu ha'am v'laktu d'vayem b'yomay. He's going to be medayik soon on the word d'vayem b'yomay. Shekol echad yekav al achiyas ha'elim b'li shum levush. Everybody's going to get achiyas ha'elim without any levush. Rak lechem abirim ochal ish. It's the lechem of the malachim. Says Dovra Melech in Tehillim. Without a levush. V'alidei ma yiyam shocha. What was mamshech? This chiyas eleki, the man, to come down. Dvar yoyim beyoyimoy. Dvar the diburim of Torah. Rasulayim alidei ha diburim shemedabrim midei yoyim beyoyimoy bediburei ha-emes v'Torah. Through the diburim that we're speaking midei yoyim beyoyimoy bediburei ha-emes v'Torah. When a person speaks the burim of Torah, he's mamshich, the chiyus that comes down without a levush. We know the mouth, the pair is used for two things. Speaking, you speak out, and eating, you take in. So the dibur is like a hachana for the pair, the dibur of the pair is like a hachana for what you're going to take into your pair. So when you speak diburim of dibrei Torah, so what you're going to take into your pair is the chiyas eleki without a levush. The man was the chiyas eleki, and therefore a person was zoicha to it, dvar yom b'yomai, kifi the Torah, the kifi the diburim of Torah that he spoke on that day. That's why you see Daka, the people's man, chelik of man, came to them differently, and they had to walk further, the different bechinas of how close it was to them, how direct it was to them, because that was in accordance to the diburim, in accordance to how they spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it was diburim of Torah, so then the man came straight to your mouth. If without levushim, if it wasn't diburim Torah, so it's covered over, so then it has to come through a levush as well. Sorry?
Kifi is bracha.
Kifi?
Kifi the bracha.
The bracha of the person. Yeah. That's right. That was in the Midbar. In the Midbar, everything came without levush. And shela'acha shechazru l'gashmi yusom v'nis'abu chum yusom, when Klal Yisrael later became more gashmistic, and the chumrias became thicker. Thicker means a thicker levush, so you don't see the chiyas leki so well. So the kach hashpa yiredes milamala mislabesh has become a levush and kifi koyach mekable. Person has to go.
What's that referring to? Because of averes, or just yiris yidoros?
Yeah, it really means that we're more worldly. But in the Midbar, they didn't know anything else other than elikus. There was no levushim in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael wore the same levush for all 40 years there in the Midbar.
Why were they always so gashmistic? Like, what was the aspect? They were being food and water.
Why does the Pnimi have to see what the Pnimi is touching all these things with meaning? They were asking for hasagas, they weren't asking stuff for. It was the Dor Deo, that goes without saying. It was less Mount the Palik, it was the greatest Dor that ever lived. It was the Dor that kept on grumbling. You don't find other Dors grumbling, remembering Kishuim and Avatichim, it's fine. Avada is a. It's not to be understood.
It's just done because when they went there, Israel, now they had to work the land and everything.
That's right.
And
working the land is in the bush. Yeah, Avadis called it. That's why the Meraglim didn't want to go in. It was a Marduk Yerida. But it's a Yerida, it's like a person can't live in the clouds. In other words, a person has to come to the same Adregas through his Avoidah. But when they were being carried along in the Nana Kovar, that was what the Meraglim wanted. Who would want to go into Eretz Yisrael? The whole Baya is you don't make Cheshboinus. Avadah is more Ruchnistic to stay in the Midbar. The Eibishter wants you to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's in the Shein, you don't make Cheshboinus. Making on Cheshboinus, that was the problem of Meraglim. Koirach, Shlach Lecha and Koirach is the same as the one parasha next to each other. The same problem with Koirach. Koirach also was very ruchni. Koirach wanted to go straight into the Bias HaMashiach. He wanted to go straight into the Gula. So he said, Kulam Kadoshim, everybody's calling him, because that's the way it's going to be in his Gala, Las Lava. So Arizal says, Tzadik Atama Yifrach is Soif Tevis Koirach. Soif Tevis, your Tzadik always says, the Soif of something means Tachlis. Rosh Tevis means it goes back to the Shoirish. And Soif Tevis always means it's the Tachlis. So Tzadik Atama Yifrach is Soif Tevis Koirach. Koirach is trying to push through to the Gula. Trying to get the Mimosin Mashiach, trying to get the Yasod Lavoi working already. You can't get it working, there's a journey until you get there. But he had Mordek Cheshbonus, he only had Ruchnis to Cheshbonus Koyach. You don't make Cheshbonus. Cheshbonus says there's a journey until you get to the Achav Sayama. You can't jump into the Achav Sayama when you want him. Before Shlach Lecha is Pashas Balaischa. What's Balaischa? Balaischa Saneiros. Balaischa Saneiros, Multnei Pnei Menoiros, the apostle that talks about the Menoira had three candles Yitzhak Yemin, three candles Yitzhak Smoil, and the Sepharna and other Mepharshim say, but they were all Mechuvah to the middle. Which means Yemin is Torah, Smoil is Oisha Mechavoid. Whether you're Oisha in Torah, whether you're Oisha with Smoil, Oisha Mechavoid, Avoid is, it's all the candles have to be. Which means that a person is sometimes puts a person in Tzad Yemin, sometimes a person is going to make Shtatlus Panosik Tzad Smoy. The person is always focused to the middle, so then he doesn't need a Levush. So the Nana Kovod was like the Tzad Yemin. Shbach told him to take a step into the Tzad Smoy, or going into Eretz Yisrael. But it's obviously when you go into Eretz Yisrael and you plow and you work the land and things grow, so it's obviously coming through more Levush. The person is completely focused, then he can feel the Chiyas Aleki even though he took it out of the ground. That's why in the Midbar, where did the bread come from in the Midbar? Bread came from Shemayim. Mesh Tachum says the Midbar was Ebchem Isdabra, was the Olam Hafach. Why? Because Derech HaOlam is that rain comes, water comes from Shemayim, bread comes from the earth. What happens in Midbar Sinai? The water came from the earth and the lechem came from Shemayim. Hinni mamti lechem, lechem in Hashemayim. There's no levushim, there's no tefa, there's no. It was a hanhaga of Yudke Bovke. Hanhaga where everything was absolute clarity, no levushim. There's no hanhaga of tefa. Shir Sayom, you only see Yudke Bovke.
Fakir from Mitzrayim.
Fakir from Mitzrayim, which is, that's right, Mitzrayim is Kulei Tefa. So the Midbar was a period of 40 years where they had to realize that even later they're going to see the Levushim, they have to look straight through the Levushim. So the Im came, Gam Hayom Bahoybe, even in the present, Yesh Bechinas Mo, even today there's a Bechinas Mo. Achu Alidei Levushim. Do we eat mon today? Of course we eat mon. The mon is hidden somewhere in a piece of bread, but it's also mon. Just there's levushin around it. L'chol echad mislavish chiyas shaloi b'kli kol echad l'kfi b'chinosah. For each person, the chiyas is mislavish in a kli kol echad l'kfi b'chinosah. Da'ainu adoba shemimenu bo le'parnasose. It doesn't only mean a piece of bread, it means a business deal. I don't know, whatever it is. The person works for his money. These are all levushim. We have to realize it's not coming from this person, it's not coming from the deal, business deal, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chacham ein av beroyshe. Chacham is somebody who always sees this bechina. Lo havin ki chiyas haboyer baruch hu. Hu shenis labish b'dova hu. It's the chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hu metzamtzim is atzmo yabo yisei dova. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metzamtzim himself kaviyachu. In the chiyas alaki, into that thing. Vo hu rak kli el hachiyas ha'alim. The bread, the parnosa. Everything today is a kli, but in that kli is the chiyas alaki. The only difference between today and the midbar is in the midbar it was so clear. It was a bechina of zeh keili. And nowadays it's very hard to see it, but that's the way. A person has to be ma'amen, and a person has to be make a cheshbon nefesh to see everything working and going that way. Kushbaruch told Moshe Rabbeinu, take a kli, take a little jug or whatever, and put some mon in there. What do we need a mon as a mishmeres l'darseichem? We need a mon as a souvenir. Who do you need a mon l'darseichem? The mon only lasted while we were in the midbar. So who needs mon as a mishmeres l'darseichem? But Salaima Kiladoir is Abboim, the later generation, Shinisavachum Ryusum, that their Gashmius is Nisava is thickened. Achla Yuchlu the Kabbalachias, Kim Ali de Kli, until they're only Kabbalachias, Ali de Kli. So Tzorach Lislavish, the Klia Gashmi Kafia Makabla. So then, he's like, yes, me in slavish and a gashmi to get kli. But there, kach sinsenes, we slim a kli. Take a kli and put the mon in the kli. But send shama, put in there, meloy oim a mon, a measurement of mon. Because nowadays everything, every chisel key is going to have to come through a kli. It's going to have to be mislabish in a levush of a kli. But saloyim amin achi is mislabish b'toich ha-kli, shehu ha-sinsenes. It's a moment of Kazakh, where the Torah is Nitzchias, and everything, every period in our history is happening now. Klal Yisrael don't live in the past. Klal Yisrael don't live in the present, they don't live in the future either, they live in all three of them together. Klal Yisrael, everything that went to happen is Netzach. Right, that's why the Kabbalah Sol Nachal Shemaim, can we say davening, we start off Bechus Krishma Yetzar Bar Chayshech, we go all the way to the beginning of creation, beginning of the Bria, and then before Shemaneh Esrei we start, the last bracha is Bachat Hashem Gal Yisrael, which is right at the end. Where are we? We're in the middle. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which means everything that happened is happening all the time. Do we have a Ma'amat HaSinai every day? Abada, that's why we say Shom Elchav B'Tishkach, we have to mitzvah of Schir to remember Ma'amat HaSinai every day. We make the bracha Bechus HaTorah Shabachabonu V'Nasanon, we have to be Mechavan standing at HaSinai. Do we go through Kriyas Yamsuf every day? Vada V'Chein HaYohim Yesh Gamkein Kriyas Yamsuf. Every day we go through Kriyas Yamsuf V'Chakach Bo'amon Ki B'Chol Yom On Oyrim Shiras HaYom. Every day we say Shir Sayyam Medavni. But sorry with Sayyam Medato, and a person says, with Sayyam Medato, Kilo, Ima Shir Al Ayyam, Kaboy Sifa. So every time, this is all happening every day. V'nasa be'emes l'malah b'chinas Kriyas Yamsuf k'noida. So you do all that when the Yid recites Kriyas Yamsuf in Oz Yashir every day by davening, it's Kirea, it splits the sea l'malah. Kishaim and Kabon Shleima, Kaoma Bazaar Kodesh Mizah, as Zaya Kodesh says. Chakach Makabla Chias, Kaoma Kalech Tachfik Chinose. Then the monk comes down every day as well. Lakach Kosov, Shulchan Orach, Toy Vlema, Pashas Hamon, Bechol Yoim, Leman Yeda, Kipanasosai, Bo Bashkocha El Yoina Bohove. In order that we should realize that our Panasa comes Bashkocha El Yoina Bohove. So we have to realize that the life in the Midbar Siddua, that there was as many stops in the Midbar as there are Golias later on. The Midbar is our oxygen that we're breathing today. The whole life in the Midbar is the oxygen that we're breathing today. If any Yid's got a hiskashus to Yiddishkeit today, it's only b'schus those 40 years that Klal Yisrael went into the Midbar. The whole problem of a Yid today is that a Yid sees everything, his mind is full of hastara. And in Midbar there wasn't any hastara. So the Midbar breaks through every possible Astora. So a person learns and works through the parashis of the Midbar. The parashis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mount Tisko Yom Tzeis Kometz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. Etc. Is then every Yid can bring it into his life. So some says in Moreh D'Kazach that in this week's parashah the Pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and then Hashem was Mitzaveh, and we have to go back to Mitzrayim, be Yeshuvu. What's the point of taking us out and we should go back into Mitzrayim? So he says, because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us, that rega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, benissim benifloys, a Yid, it can't have an impact on a Yid. It can make a murder his iris on a Yid. A his iris that a Yid has doesn't last. His iris, you see a nest, that wears off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I want you to go out yourself from Mitzrayim. With the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to the flows, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Yid to do it with his koyches, with his own koyches, and then that will have a kiyum. So in other words, the whole of Avodah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us an or, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, he takes away the or and wants us to do it, wants us to do it on our own. So those 40 years that we were in the Midbar was more than a nisim every day. We were living in Anana Kovod, we had mon, and Anana Kovod used to wash our clothes, and it was more than a nisim. But the tachlis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take that hisoyrus of that 40 years, and Hashem wants us to implant it in our lives, that we should live our lives kafi they were in the Midbar with our koichas. And that's what he's saying. The mon was very important to remember, l'doyrus avon. Don't think that this is bringing you panasa, that's bringing you panasa. The mon is bringing you panasa in exactly the same way. And that's the sod of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stay with me one more day. What's the sod of Shmini Atzeres? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, kosher life yidaschem, ikvi'imi oidi emecha, stay with me one more day. And what's one more day going to tiyof? Nope. Come to the end of the day. It's achvayt shvet to be nifrat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ma hoyel betakanosu. Teretz is, on Shmini Atzeres, we don't sit in Sukkah. Zayin Yomim is we're mamish in the company of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's gishmak. It's been sitting with Tzilidimim and Nusuf. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go straight from sitting with Tzilidimim and Nusuf to a choyel, you won't be able to take it with us. 7 days of Sukkot was a Maridika Soyrus. That's gone now. So get back to the weekdays. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ikvi imi oidi mechot. Stay with me one more day, which should be a Yom Tov, but don't sit in the Sukkot. And then bring all those Hashpas from the 7 days of Sukkot now into, I'm giving you one more day of Yom Tov. Bring them all into your own life. Make your own Yom Tov. Make your own Avodah. And then from there you can go into the Yimei Sachoyim. And then you can take it in with you. So that's always the cloud. Mice obvious in the bottom. All the things that we see in the Torah are all bechinas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Or. Tzadik always says HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Mardika Or. But then Hashem says I have to take away the Or. I'm going to give you, only leave you a bit of it because I want you to reach these maskanas on your own as well. And that's the Eka Void of an Adam. So that's the bechina of Kachzen Senes Achas. And that's the bechina. Anybody asks you, what was the midbar? Teretz says the midbar was a lekus without levusha. That's what the midbar was. What was the mishkan? The bria without levusha. It was a bria. The whole mishkan was a bria. Betzalel, like we quoted the Gemara earlier, Yedea Betzalel Oisir Shnivra Bevshmayim Ba'aretz. So Betzalel knew the truth for Oisis that Hashem created the whole Shemayim Ba'aretz, so that's how he could build a Mishkan. What's the Kesher? Teretz says the Mishkan is the Bria. Eye doesn't look like the Bria. It looks like the way the Bria should look. It's the Bria without the Levushim. And that was in the Mishkan, that was in the Midbar. In the Midbar, everything was without the Levushim. That's why the Midbar is Hefka, it's plain, and everything was without. It was undiluted, Elikus, through 40 years of the Midbar. We have to, when we go into Eretz Yisrael, is we have to take those hashpos with us, and we have to try to implant it, even when they are levushim, to see through the levushim. So that's a very important yisod, not just on the mon. It's a very important yisod also on Kriyas Yom Tov, and a very important yisod on the mon and bechlal, the beshalach and the bechinah, the beshalach paras.
You say that everything is happening as you mean on an individual level, like an archetypal thing, but for me, I have a Kriyas Yom Tov nowadays, or I have Mon nowadays. What do you mean? You're on a national level, we have all these things of...
It's both. It's a national level, but each one feels differently. Each one feels that Kafi is Kalim to feel it. The greater the person, the more person Kafi. It comes to a Yom Tov, it comes to Pesach. So the same Kheiris of Pesach repeats itself every single year. It's like Kafi the Darga.
Only during Zman Pesach.
Pesach, only during Zman Pesach. But I'm saying that all these Hisoyeris that we celebrate in Yom of history are all by Yom HaHem, Zman HaZeh. No such thing as history in Yiddishkeit. That's all happening now. It's all an ongoing thing. Every Dovah Shem Kedusha has a Roshim of Netzach. Matan Torah is every single day. Matan Torah and Shavuos is there when Mamish standing. It's much easier to feel the Bechina than with Mamish standing. The same Hashpah and the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the year, the Hashem and HaSinai, occurs always on the on that day every year. Same as with everything. And every person can fear how much he lives his life without seeing Levushim, that's how much he can go straight into it.
And came the Gula Memphis also.
Sorry?
Austin also. That thing that's going to happen is Kilo.
It's also now. Yeah. Oh.
Why?
Everything that's going to happen is also now. We're being Zerea the Gula now. That's why the Eden are not in the past, they're not in the future, not in the present. Ma'alam and Azman. Ma'alam and Azman.
The Gula is already.
Yeah, every time you open us the Gemara, you learn a stick of Gemara, you're learning Torah of Lost Lama. Yid is a koyach. Yid is a koyach to go to be out of the Golas while he's still in the Golas. And if we discussed that last week, that was the ending of why that to eat the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, Nalechem Baragleichem, Alkelchem Bayedchem, Chalte Moisem Bechipazim. We discussed it last week. What was the ending of eating the Korban Pesach while it was still in Cheres, in Avdus, and that to eat it with their suitcases packed already. Right? The mitzvah, the Egyptian slave master comes home and he sees his slave, the Shitasoi, it's regular day, and he sees the Yid standing there with his coat on. I'm gone, I'm not here anymore. What do you mean, you're here in Golas? The master says, the Yid says, what are you talking about? I've gone. What was the purpose of making Klal Yisrael eat the Korban Pesach while they were still in Golas? But dressed for Gula. The Terence says, that's a koyach I gave every Yid, that while he's still in Golas, the Yid can be misraimim from the Golas, and he can be out of the Golas at one time. A Yid can be in a different matzavim. Yaakov Avinu goes everywhere, he takes Har Maria, Neka Har Maria, Boilakan. These are all masogim that a Yid is lamala, and Yid is lamala min asman. That's why Yid comes to Levona. The Levona is dark. It's Laila, it's Hosha, it's Golas. But he's niskasha to the aura. The Levona is the aura of Lasset Lovay. You see the aura, you niskasha to the aura of Lasset Lovay while you're still in Golas. A Yid is never really in Golas anymore. Before that Korban Pesach, they were talking in Golas. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that you're out while you're still in, that gave koyach for Rabbi Akiva to laugh when he sees a Korban Beis HaMikdash. The peasant's eyes are penetrating enough, his Rabbi Akiva can look at a Korban and laugh. Because all he sees in that Korban are the foundations of the Gula. Don't look at everything. Don't look at any matzah the way it is. The Fresh Lema says, and it's not just Fresh Lema, others say there were certain Yidin the Mamish wouldn't have survived Olam Hazeh were they not to have been breathing oxygen of Lasset Lovay. Says Yitzchok, Marshal Yitzchok says Ketz Chai. In other words, Kotz Chai. Kotz means you can't take it, you can't stand it. So how is Yitzchok surviving his life in Olam Hazeh? Torah says he was breathing air of Lasset Lovay. Ketz. Of the case. The same thing every Yid is a koyach, and that's the whole bechina of the spashtus of Teresh Baal Peh, which is be'etzem a gilei of Lasset Lovay, gilei of Mashiach, the Torah Chadosh, and Me'eti Teitzei. The whole koyach to be mischadish chadush Torah today is a gilei of Mashiach. Before they wrote down Teresh Baal Peh, it was all Messiah. They were taught, Dor and Pidor, it was all an Indian of Messiah. Whole Indian of being mechadish chadush Torah, being mechadish. It's all shaykh to the oil of Mashiach, it's all shaykh to the oil of. For Mashiach, everything is going to be in a matzav of chiddush. Shir Hashem, Shir Chodosh. Pasru miyom liyom. Every day, every rega. Tzadik says every rega there's going to be a new shir of Lasset Lovay. Every rega, there'll never be the same song as ever been sung. Every rega of Lasset Lovay will be a new shir. There'll be a new schachos. So chiddush Torah, all in yanu yimoyis Mashiach. When we learning it, while we're still in Golas, because you can be misraimem, and that's the way you survive in Golas, by getting out of the Golas while you're still in Golas, but not being in that Golas. If you're tuck in the Golas, it's hard to survive. Get out of the Golas. How do you get out of the Golas? Sit in the base of Knesset, sit in the base of Medrash. Maral says by Esther, it says Lech Knois is Kol Yehudim. Right? Soon coming to Shloshim Yom Nefnei Purim. So Esther says Lech Knois is Kol Yehudim. Well, what's that going to do? Gather all the Yidin together in the base of Knesset. What's that going to do? How's that going to avert the Gzeir of Haman? Says Maral, very pushed. What's Golas? Golas is Pizor. You're scattered. What's Bisa Knesset? Faker, the opposite. So every time you walk into Bisa Knesset, you walk out of Golas. So what's the vote? How do you get out of Xero? How do you get out of the shleet of the Goyim over you in Golas? By going out of Golas. By walking into Bisa Medrash, walking into Bisa Knesset, and living there. And being dobbed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being dobbed to the Torah, to the Diburim of Torah, to the Diburim of Tefillah, while you're still in Golas, is by Mesir out of Golas. A person can climb out of every tzar. That's from the grandson of Rabbi Yaakov Mashechta once. He was in a terrible tzar. I don't want to say what the tzar was. This was a terrible tzar with Akum's nefesh from Shvacha. A terrible, terrible tzar. And he's, you know, he went through a lot of Yisroel in his life. And this is when he felt he couldn't do any more. He went to a park, he sat down, and he started singing Kari Boy. Pretended it's Shabbos. Finished. He went out of his tzar. And he started singing it again and again and again and again until he felt, ah, Mein al Mahal Yom Shabbos Menuch. So that took him out of the goals. The Yismach Moshe, I think it was the Yismach Moshe, they once starved him. They once starved him, and then he felt like after starving him, the goyim, Machshamam, they bought food, tasty, hot cooked food, that he should smell it, that he should get a boomus, that he should be in danger. And his mamash felt like he was going to pass out. So he started saying Nishmas. Said Nishmas, I felt much better. Climbed into Shabbos. Go out of the gulls. It doesn't make any difference where you go. You go into Shabbos, there was another mice, one of Talmidim Hashem Tov, also such a terrible tzar by the goyim. He started reciting Akdamas for Shavuos. He climbed into Shavuos, that's how he got out of the gulls. A Yid is a koyach now to climb out of where he is. To be misraim where he is, and he's in a different kuf. That's the beginning of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rashi says, Hashem is Elokeinu, but Hashem is Echad, Bayema, who ye Hashem Echad, Shema Echad. Yidin were tortured to death, Hashem Yim Koin Domo. What did they recite? They closed their eyes and they said, Shema Yisrael. Why do you close your eyes and you say Shema Yisrael? You've been carried into a different tkufa. And in that tkufa, they can do what they want with you. But they have no achiza over you, no shlita over you, when you're in a different tkufa. And that's the koyach that we have in Golas of connecting to all these, to connect it to all these days, and then we're in a different kufa. We're lemalum in azman, lemalum in amokoy. That's the yisod. Tov, I have to leave already now. I'm sorry. You can get another thing, but you can build a lot from this yisod. Midbar is pasha the mokoy without revolution. Mitzrayim was cool like clipper. Midbar was the other extreme. No clipper, there's no levush bechlal. And then you go into Eretz Yisrael where there's a thinner levush. But you go into the midbar. The midbar trained them. The midbar trained them to. You can't go from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael because then they would have seen the levush too much. You take them to a mock when there's no levush. Even when you put levush, you see it's a levush. You see there must be something inside. By the way, we all know that today we're all neshamas of the Dara Midba. All neshamas of the Dara Midba. We're all neshamas of the Dara Mabel and the Dara Midba. The Dara Mabel was the Chatas Naurim. That's why there was a Chet of Znus, because the world was new, the world was young, so the world was rampant with Chatas Naurim, with the Ava Zoras. And the Tzaddik says that the Dera Midbar was the Av of Kedusha, Zachati lo Chesed Noraicha, Av is Kul Lesaich. So this, so the Zohar says the door of the Ikson Shicha will be the door of the Dera Midbar and the Dera Mavu. And there's one Av is going to be fighting the other Av, and the Av is Hashem, and the Av is HaTorah is going to prevail, and is going to kill out the other Av. We're going to be Zechem as Hashem all to Tshuva Mi Av, and Shvorcha Shtek Asat Mi Afeilu Lo Eira Mishivit Legula. Amen. Amen. Amen.